and confusing tales, the podcast about stories that make us go,
What the heck? I'm Victoria Howard.
And I'm Laura Munson. Don't know how to podcast.
We don't know what we're doing.
We never know what we're doing.
No, we don't. But today, well, not the day that we're recording this. In my spirit, it is. But the day that you're listening to this, it is Halloween.
Which is a perfect time for Victoria's Halloween special.
Yes. Ooh. So, fun fact about this episode, it's not going to have just a strange, spooky, or confusing tale. It's just going to be us kind of talking, just kind of chatting about Halloween and spooky stuff because I forgot we were recording today.
Yeah, we're both having a crazy week.
So. Yeah, it's been a crazy week, but I wanted to have a fun episode for Halloween because that's like our whole brand and aesthetic. So We couldn't not do that. Plus, we promised it. So.
And you know, this episode, based on the format that we are going with, is going to include some strange, spooky, and confusing tales.
Yes.
Just, you know, they're going to be more personal.
More personal. You're going to get to know us a little bit more. Originally, I was going to be telling y'all about Samhain. Which I believe I said that correctly. Okay.
I'm so proud of you for saying it correctly.
Oh, thank you so much. I listened to it on Google, several times.
Samhain.
If you're not familiar with what that is, it's spelled, it looks like it should be sound like Samhain. So, that might ring a bell. I was originally going to do that, but, like I said, I forgot. And I didn't want to rush that episode because, you know, that's a very important holiday to some people, and you gotta be respectful, so perhaps in the future.
Which is funny because I actually need to do some research on Samhain because, for those of you who don't know, I recently started my journey to figuring out how to practice Wicca.
Mm-hmm.
I've started doing some candle magic lately, some crystal magic, studying traditions, and trying to become a witch.
I love that for you. Natalie, my little sister, who I've mentioned before, she's on her little Wicca journey right now, too. I think y'all should definitely vibe over that, you know?
Definitely should. I feel like there's a lot of witchcraft in Rock Hill, and
It's become, a very, I think a lot of people are turning to it because, you know, organized religion is a little messy.
It's a little messy.
A little messy. And I think an attraction for a lot of people with Wicca is that, there's not necessarily hard and fast rules to it.
Yeah.
And you can sort of do things the way that makes you feel spiritual and happy and comfortable. And I think that's what I if I were to start learning more about it, that's probably why I would. But
that's definitely But that's definitely what's driven me to it, is because I've been working with tarot since I was in high school. Just off and on over time, and that's something that I really vibe with. And I started realizing that, you know, modern witchcraft is, you know, you can pick and choose the traditions that you find power in, and really the only rules are
don't be an asshole,
do no harm, because that will come back on you at least threefold if you harm others, and also just don't be stupid and don't fuck with demons. My God.
That's just a general rule.
The Greek gods are not trying to sleep with you. If they are, then that's a freaking demon. Oh, wait, I forgot I'm not supposed to be crass.
Yeah, so based on Laura's tale that she told us at the end of last episode, we've decided that Laura is not allowed to be crass or rude or say anything.
Laura is banned from being PG-13 today.
Yes, Laura is only on PG mode. I'm going to be PG-13 still, probably.
Yes.
So you're welcome.
I got the idea from back when I worked with the Winthrop Improv Club. Mm-hmm. We would have an annual squeaky clean night.
Ah.
When we had to all be squeaky clean. And a lot of people got really mad about it and didn't like it. But I always really liked it because it presents a very unique opportunity for clean comedy. And
oh, yeah. I feel like it's hard.
It's really hard to be
clean.
It's hard to be clean. But
because,
today Lara's going to be squeaky clean.
Crass things are so funny.
They're so funny.
Like, dick jokes are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
If you are a professional person coming across this podcast, no, you aren't.
Yeah, I keep being very concerned that we're going to ruin our careers with this podcast.
I mean, like, my careers haven't started. It's fine.
My career has.
I guess technically mine has. Nothing matters. So it's Halloween, Laura. Let's tell everyone what we're probably doing right now as they're listening to it, to this episode.
Yes. So our original plan was we were going to go on a brewery tour of York County that we were going to make by ourselves.
Yeah, it was going to be like a cute little thing, just like us and our other 21-year-old friends, and probably one that wasn't 21 so we could make them be our DD. Mm-hmm. and we were going to go, you know, like sit outside, enjoy brews in costume, but then we remembered that money. is a thing.
And also COVID is a thing.
Yeah, COVID is a thing, you know. So, you know, probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I think, well, actually, I haven't even told Laura about this yet, but me and my roommate and our friend Anna came up with the idea of doing a bar crawl in our apartment.
Oh my gosh, that's genius.
So, like, each room is going to have its own special drink or shot.
That's a great idea.
And everything will be all spooky.
Can I have, like, a room since I technically live in y'all's apartment part-time?
Yes, you can have the bathroom.
Gotcha. I will be in the bathroom. I will create something beautiful for you.
Yes, I'm so excited. But, yeah, we're going to start our bar crawl probably pretty early, I won't lie to you. And it'll be just us and our circle of friends.
Our social bubble.
Our social bubble of people that we like and love. And yeah, that'll be really fun.
I gotta figure out what to do about. I'm gonna have trick-or-treaters at my house this year. And
oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I'll probably put some candy out for them so they'll be safe. Give it to my roommate and say go nuts.
Huh? Go dunt?
Go nuts.
Oh, go nuts. I thought you said go dunt, so I was like,
go dunts.
Go what?
Woo! Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, but a required element of the an apartment bar crawl is a costume. Yes. So, Laura, what's your costume gonna be?
So, my costume, I've been going back and forth on it a lot. Mm-hmm. And which every year I put a lot of thought into my costume, but I started to kind of resign myself to I'm not gonna be able to do much on Halloween.
Yeah.
And then the schedule came out for my job and I'm off on Halloween.
Ah! Oh, wow. I'm sorry for that laugh.
So then, and this is a really funny thing, I was thinking about, ooh, I should do something cute. And then we were talking about this bar crawl idea that we had. And our lovely friend Anna was saying her costume is very ridiculous. I'm not going to reveal what it is because I don't think she, I think, just in case she wants to surprise some people. But she was saying, I don't know if I can really bar crawl in this costume. And I have this strip of bacon costume. And I told her, kind of as a joke, that if she went on this bar crawl with us in this ridiculous costume, I would dress up as a strip of bacon. So she would
stripper of bacon.
Well, my idea was to wear this bacon costume with fishnets and be sizzling bacon.
Oh, I forgot the sizzling part.
And then
I thought stripper baking.
And you know, it's just, I feel like all this comes down to the fact that, you know, Anna really provokes very simp-like responses in people. Mm-hmm. So every time I've had reservations about maybe I shouldn't dress up as a strip of bacon, she'll go, oh, it'd be so funny. And I go, oh, okay.
Simp for your friends, 2020.
Anything for you, Anna Sharp. So I'm probably going to be a strip of bacon for Halloween.
A strip of bacon.
I'm going to be a strip of sizzling bacon. Mm-hmm. Especially since we're going to be inside.
Yes. Also, imagine how funny those photos are going to be.
Oh, yes. I was going to let this be a surprise, but it's not much. I recently bought some lesbian earrings off of Etsy that are little frying pans with eggs in them.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to have those, and I'm just going to be your special breakfast.
Oh, no. Also, this is coming out on Halloween, so we'll already be dressed up.
Yeah, when you guys are listening to this, I will be a couple of mimosas in.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be dressed up as brunch.
Yes. And I hope that everyone else is going to be dressed up and staying safe.
Because if you don't plan on staying safe, then what are you doing?
Yes, Halloween doesn't have to be canceled, but it does have to be safe.
It does. And, you know, that's very important.
And I put, you know, Victoria has a little list of things on here. And it says, we want to talk about options for safe things for Halloween. And what I saw this morning, my sister sent me this video of a promotion that Reese's is doing.
Oh?
And what they're doing, and it's just going to be in select neighborhoods. Uh-huh. Apparently, it's going to show up in the upstate of South Carolina somewhere. It's this 9-foot tall, remote controlled door that just rolls down the street. And I'll have to link the video of it. I'll show. It's so freaking funny.
Oh my gosh.
It's just this door that rolls down the street, and if you approach it and say trick or treat, there's a little mail slot that opens, and it dispenses a full size Reese's.
Oh my god, COVID is so weird.
It's so weird, but I cannot describe to you how badly I want to run into the 9-foot-tall Reese's door.
Oh my god, that would be a dream come true.
I would be so happy, especially since I'm probably going to be buzzed at the point when...
Uh-huh, when the Reese's... Oh my gosh, we're like kind of in upstate, I guess. What if it's in... No, it's not going to be. It's going to be in Greenville.
I really want it to be. I mean, it'll probably be in Greenville because WYFF4, which is, you know, the upstate version of WCNC Charlotte, it posted about it. So it's probably going to be in Greenville.
Yeah, they probably got a media release about it. PR,
really, blah, really, blah, blah. I just really want to run into the Reese's
store.
That'd
be so much fun. Wow. Oh my god, what if we dressed up as the Reese's store for Halloween?
I'll just hand out Reese's. It'll be great.
Aw.
I have said, I told everybody if I had like a big girl job, like a salaried big girl job by Halloween, I would give out full-size candy bars. And so I will not be giving out full-size candy bars this year.
I was about to be like, wait, hold on. She doesn't have a job.
Yeah, I have jobs. They're just not like...
They're not full-time.
Yeah, I'm not making jobs. A yearly salary with benefits.
Very
yet.
Sad.
Yet.
I'm, yet. It's important. Yet.
When that does
key.
Happen...
Full-time candy bar.
Full-time job, full-size candy bars.
Yes, that's the words. Yeah. So currently we have a bottle of blood on the table.
We do.
That Laura brought me. Because earlier I realized that I haven't had any idea what I'm going to dress up for Halloween as, or dress up as for Halloween. Things have just been crazy and chaotic and time got away from me. So I've just kind of been putting it off. But then I realized today, a while ago, I bought this like slip dress and robe combo from the thrift store. So I'm going to be a bride who was murdered on her wedding night. Because it's a bridal, it's like a honeymoon outfit. So
yeah.
Yeah. But I want to be a bride that was murdered on her honeymoon or on her wedding night. And I texted my boyfriend, God. Alex. I said,
Alex is so good.
I said, I think I'm going to be the ghost of a Victorian woman who was murdered on her wedding night. This was just completely like we'd only said good morning to each other. No other conversation had happened. And he said, how do you plan on doing that? And I said, I have the robe and nightgown that I got, and I'm going to do some ghostly makeup. And then he said, oh, for Halloween. You meant like that was your life plan. And I just have to say, get you a partner that would support your life plan of becoming a Victorian ghost.
Get you a good himbo like Alex. I love this man so much.
It's so funny. He really thought I was just my life plan.
He said,
and
okay.
I respect that.
He said, I'm going to support your career goals, babe.
He was just, how are you going to do it? Like, I really appreciate that.
He's like, oh, interesting. Tell me more.
It was just really funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, so now I'm going to do that, and I have blood for it. And...
Because I've had this bottle of blood since high school, because of course I did.
Wow. It's really fun. That's the blood. It's looks and flows like real blood. Incredible blood red color.
Yay.
So, woohoo. Yeah. I'm having a hard time with segues today.
So the next fun thing, fun fact.
Oh, I was going to go into my costume fun fact about myself.
Oh, I thought you were... We have up next before your costume fun fact.
Yeah, I know, but then I felt like it authentically flowed to that.
Yes, it does. It flows like the real blood.
Yeah, but now, like, it doesn't, because I can't remember what I left off on. That was useful.
I'm so sorry. I ruined everything.
No, it's okay. It's my fault for putting it in this way. Yeah, so speaking of costumes, I was reflecting on past costumes that I have worn. And so I actually wasn't allowed to trick-or-treat when I was younger. Instead, we would go to my church's All Saints Eve Festival, where we would dress up and, you know, play little games for candy. And when I was like 5 or 6, the theme was Fishers of Men. And it just so happened that around this time, I went to the library and got this book and cassette tape about beluga whales. So, for this Halloween, I told my mother, I want to be a beluga whale. So, my little ass, we got a white sweatshirt, white sweatpants, and then painted the rest of me white. And I had like a paper fin, and I was a beluga whale. And my mom's trying to find the photo, because I kind of forgot about this until like recently.
I really need to see
this. My mom's trying to find the photo, but it looks so scary because my face is just painted white, but it's really patchy, and my eyes are just like massive because I'm a child. And I think that the beluga whale costume is something I'll never top. And I think I really want to recreate it.
You really should.
I will. Once I find the photo. First of all, if I find the photo, I'm going to post it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
And then at some point in the future, I will be recreating that.
Which is funny because my mother sent me this meme that made me think of you, Victoria.
A meme that made you think of me?
Yeah. I'm just going to send it to you.
Okay.
It made me think of the beluga whale costume.
Beluga whale.
It is a image of a beluga whale being picked up by one of those, like, sheet things.
It says, me being craned away from the Thanksgiving table after smashing my fourth plate of mashed taters.
And the beluga whale looks really happy.
He looks really happy. Listen, beluga whales are fascinating creatures. Yes. And that's why I wanted to be a beluga whale for Halloween.
They're so round and nice.
And they have such a funky forehead.
They do. And they're always smiling.
Mm-hmm.
They just look happy and dumb.
They do. And that's who I am as a person.
Well, you're smart, but sometimes you act dumb.
Smart is objective.
So, fun fact, Victoria and I met for the first time at a Halloween party.
Yes, we did.
And we didn't really realize it at the time.
Yeah, like, when we met, you still had long hair.
I did, and then when we, like, met formally, I had chopped my hair off because I was going through it. So, yep. She didn't really realize that it was me, and I didn't really realize it was her until months after that we had actually met at this party.
Yeah, but I think it tells a lot about our friendship that we met at a Halloween party where I was dressed up as a woman in black and you were a hooker pirate.
No, I was a Wild West saloon girl.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah, I was a small business owner from the Wild West, and she was one of the men in black.
Yes.
And I remember it was really funny because I walked up to you and your fellow men in black and I asked what you guys were dressed up as, and then everybody started scrambling to grab their props. Like,
we had Nerf guns and a little pug.
Yeah.
And then we won best costume.
It was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
It was really chaotic at the time, and I'm standing there in my little flowy $45.
I'd never met you before.
Oh, nice. And I just went with it. And now look at us now.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking actually about revamping that costume because I spent so much money on it because it was like $45 at Spirit Halloween.
Listen, Spirit Halloween costumes, so expensive.
But I was thinking about wearing it this year, but I'm just going to be bacon.
Bacon. Sizzling bacon.
Bacon.
So, we decided, dear listener, we decided that, you know, since I messed up the whole researching portion of this episode, we're going to recount some of our... I want to tell the story that used to scare me shitless as a child, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it, but I think it's funny when I, like, retell it, because I only remember certain parts of it.
Yes.
And it doesn't sound scary when I tell it. I'm going to tell you that now.
I'm so excited. I have not heard this story yet, actually.
This is a really bad intro. I also didn't write the story down, so here we go. Off the top of my head.
I'm so excited to edit this.
It was a dark and stormy night. A girl was home alone by herself and her dog. She turned on the TV and she saw that there was a killer on the loose.
Oh, wait, I know the story.
I know everyone knows this story, but it used to scare me so bad.
All right, continue telling.
There was a killer on the loose, but she went to bed. So every night when she would go to bed, she would reach her hand under the bed and her dog would lick it. And then...
Because that's
what you do. That's normal. So she did that this night, and, you know, the dog licked it. But then she heard this drip, 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 drip. And so she got up. She's like, oh my gosh, I need to, like, go turn off the faucet. So she gets up, and she walks down the hall. She goes into the bathroom. And in the bathroom, she finds her dog.
No.
He's dead.
No.
His throat has been cut.
No.
And there is a drip, drip, drip of blood coming from his throat. And on the wall, written in blood, are the words, "Humans can lick too." So the first time I ever heard that story was at a sleepover. And I think I did not sleep well that night. It really scared me. I was like, humans can lick too. I remember, like, when that clicked in my head, I was like, the human licked her hand. It's the murderer. I remember just being scared out of my mind. And then at the time, I had a bunk bed.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, my God, someone could hide, like, under my bunk bed so easily. Like, I'd be on the top bunk, and I wouldn't know that they're under there. So I would never, I still don't hang my feet or hands over the side of my bed. Not because I'm scared of monsters. Well, humans are monsters. But because I'm afraid of someone licking my hand.
Which, it's funny, because that's definitely one of those stories that when you hear it as a child, it's like, ah!
And it's so scary, but, like, when you grow up, you're like, wait, that doesn't even make any sense. It's like, how does he know that her dog licks her hand every night? That's such a specific thing. You know, it don't make sense, but it's scary.
Also, you're a murderer hiding under a girl's bed.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get out from under the bed and kill her, or...
lick her hand and then give her... the option to run
or just kill her. This guy only kills dogs, actually.
Wow,
he's the real monster.
Wow,
Cruella de Vil.
Also, why does her dog sleep under her bed and not on her bed?
Oh, that's so mean,
right? Like, also, how does any, because this girl, I think she was supposed to be like 13 or something, you know, scary age. How is her bed clean enough for a whole human to sit under there? Because I know, even right now, my bed, under my bed.
I use that for storage.
Yeah.
I got, like...
precious storage space.
I got my weighted blanket under there. You know, all that.
The good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
what is your strange, spooky, or confusing tale that may or may not be true, Laura?
So, I don't have a lot of personal, like, really good, scary stories. But one of my favorite Halloween stories ever... is the story of my mother, Beth Munson, and her first horror movie. Yes. So, picture this. It's late 60s, early 70s. She's a little tiny child girl, you know, like probably mm-hmm. 5 or 6 or so. And she is prime trick-or-treating age, but mm-hmm. she has the flu on
so
Halloween.
So sad.
It's so sad.
So sad.
And, you know, she was really bummed out because she was too sick to go trick-or-treating. So her parents decided they had one of those old TVs that you could roll mm-hmm. into the next mm-hmm. room. So she was sick in bed, and they decided to roll the TV into her room so she could watch the Halloween specials on one of the, like, 4 channels that they got mm-hmm. because it was the 70s. So she was watching, you know, Great Pumpkin, things like that. Just, you know, fun, happy family Halloween specials.
Mm-hmm.
So then her parents assumed, don't ever assume that your child's just going to fall asleep.
No.
Because that's what they assumed. But she did not. She just kept watching.
Yeah.
And after all these, you know, kid-friendly shows went off.
Mm-hmm. Probably watched, like, The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The next up was Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Which, for those of you who are not familiar with The Birds, it's one of my favorite horror movies, like classic horror movies, mm-hmm. because it is all about, it's about a seaside town outside of San Francisco, and a young woman goes into the town to try and snag this man, you know, it's, mm-hmm. you know,
classic.
There's all this personal stuff going on with everybody, but what happens is crows and seagulls start to just attack people.
So scary.
And
birds are scary.
Birds are scary. And if it's just one, you know, that'll mess you up. But
yeah,
they start coming in hordes and just descending on people.
That's so...
And it's really, you know, it was made in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of... It's a really good example of practical effects done mm-hmm. right. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of... It can be kind of campy at times, but yeah. it is genuinely, they really give you that anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's very disturbing because you're seeing these people just get pecked to death by birds. So my mom's like 5 watching this.
Oh, no.
And most children would see this and go, I'm traumatized and I'm not going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby Beth Price watches this and goes, wow. This is pretty cool. And she's just sitting there like, yeah, this is pretty nifty. I don't even care that I'm too sick to go trick-or-treating in May.
Because I get to watch The Birds.
Because I get to watch Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Mm-hmm.
So now, and years later, that's always been one of her favorite horror movies because it just brings her back to this fun memory of her just being a, you know,
A child
watching this horror movie.
I think,
yeah, that has very much shaped the person she is today and how yes. she raised me around Halloween time.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I remember I went to your mom's house around Halloween last year.
Yeah.
And it is so spooky.
Yes, she always spooks it up. And mm-hmm. she has a classic Barbie doll that is the main character being attacked by birds.
Oh!
She's got the whole outfit and everything.
Oh my god.
She has like the Barbie figurine of her, which is apparently worth a lot of money now.
Ooh.
But she has it in the box, and she puts it on a little display stand.
Wow.
And it's just really cool. So
that's incredible. I don't know. I feel like that really reminds me of Natalie used to just watch Jaws
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again, and then just go to the beach. She was like, ah, that's fine. She's like, I know it's fake. I'm like, girl, what do you mean you know it's fake? I remember when I was younger, I couldn't even watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so scary.
You know, as soon as my mom sensed that she wouldn't be committing, like, acts of child cruelty by showing me every horror movie that mm-hmm. she had, she went all in. Like,
oh,
I was about 10 or 11, it was summertime, and she showed me just a bunch of horror movies that summer, and she decided to be cute and show me Friday the 13th and Blair Witch Project and
oh
then
my
take
God.
Me camping.
That's really funny.
She did that to me. That's the kind of woman she is. And you know what? I love her for it.
I love her for it too. Wow. It's really yes. funny how like differently we were raised around the spirit of Halloween, because you know, I was just not allowed to have the spirit, and you really bodied it. You said, "This is me now." But now we're both in the same spot.
Here we are.
And that is
same place. Halloween
getting
town.
Drunk on Halloween.
Yes. Dressed up as breakfast.
and murdered ghost. Ooh. Although maybe, perhaps that's my real self. Maybe I am a murdered Victorian ghost.
Oh my goodness.
Seems to be what Alex believes.
Yeah, he at least believes that maybe he assumed that you were asking him to marry you and then kill you.
But the funny thing about that is I specifically said Victorian ghost. Like
get a time machine, go back in time, get married, and then murder you.
Perfect. Okay, we've got this figured out then.
Yes, that's the plan.
That's my whole future.
Mm-hmm. Figured out. As soon as time travel is honed, you know what Victoria's doing.
Mm-hmm. Going back to be a Victorian ghost. I feel like that's the best era for ghosts.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Although, how come we never hear about, like, prehistoric ghosts? You know? Like, where are they?
I don't know. I feel like they're just kind of, you know, they don't have as much baggage.
Yeah.
They were just kind of out gathering nuts and fruits, and then they got they eaten by a vibing. Dinosaur. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
That's actually not how early history works, but...
nothing matters.
It's fine.
This is not an educational podcast, yes. Especially not this episode.
I mean, it's kind of educational, but not this episode.
Not this episode. Yeah. This episode is just chaos.
The only lesson you should be learning from this episode is don't be stupid on Halloween.
Yeah, don't be stupid on Halloween. Dress up as a beluga whale, or watch breakfast. The birds, and...
Actually, I have a DVD of the birds. I can bring it to our party.
I don't think that we have a DVD player.
You have a computer, don't you?
I don't think I have a player on my computer.
All right, never mind.
My apologies.
It's okay.
Yeah, so I'm sorry that this episode was a little bit more just
don't be
chatty
sorry.
Fun.
It was precious.
It's adorable. I hope that it was a nice, easy listening. I know that everything is very stressful right now. Which, speaking of, we will not be back on Wednesday with an episode. We're going to be taking the week off because it kind of doesn't feel right.
Yeah, we really don't know what our episode's going to come out in the midst of.
Yes, exactly. So we
decided to just not have an episode next week. Considering what it will be a day after.
Yes. But if you have not already, you still have 2 days to go and vote. Please. You have 1 day of early voting and then the day and then the actual election day. So please go vote. Make your voice heard.
Please go vote.
No matter what you're voting for. Just go vote because voter turnout is so important and it's so important to showing politicians that Americans have a voice, especially minorities, because they're not taken seriously.
I think you can go to, if you still don't know where to vote early or where to vote, I think you can go to ballotready.org or something. We'll definitely post about it.
Yeah, we'll have a couple different links in a link tree for you to go vote. But yeah, that's probably the spookiest thing that's happening this year.
Yeah. The other funny thing is that I was going to record another episode today because I can't record on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I was going to research last night and I was not only tired, but also the story was too spooky for me.
Got too scary.
Before bed. And it's when you hear the story, you're going to be like, Laura, what?
So is that the episode we're going to get, like, not next week, but then the week after?
The following week.
Okay. Well, we can all look forward to that, even if we can't look forward to the election night.
This story was so scary. Laura couldn't record it after 10 p.m. or couldn't research after 10 p.m. And then you're going to hear it and go, Laura, what? What?
That's also really funny because the fact that this episode wasn't scary, we're like, Halloween special.
Spooky Halloween special.
Spooky.
I mean, you know, we're trying to subvert expectations.
Yes, it's called keeping your audience on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's definitely how that works.
Oh my gosh, should I tell a story that I thought of a second ago about something that used to scare me that's ridiculous?
Is that going to be a little closer? Yes.
Would you like it to be the closer?
Do it. Let it be our little closer.
All right. So this is something that is really ridiculous. And I never talk about this because for the longest time, I couldn't talk about it.
Oh?
Because I had such a weird reaction to it. But this is basically like the backstory to my mental health that sounds really like, when I intro it like this, it sounds very dark, but in all reality, I think I literally just, like, I'm okay with all of that now, because I've got real things to worry about. So basically, when I was about 12, I finally, you know, I got really into horror movies, and I started to discover, you know, my mom had showed me all these, like, classic, you know, films, or, like, the slasher genre, you know, paranormal stuff, and then, you know, I kind of organically figured out, oh, there's a whole subgenre of horror movies that are literally just, like, splatter films, torture, gore.
Oh.
Yeah, and no. I was like, that's weird. Let me look into that.
Laura, no. You were 12?
Yeah, I was like 12. And I had this, like, week-long fascination with Saw, because I had never heard of a movie that literally, like, the whole, like, draw point was, we're going to kill people in creative and disgusting ways.
Uh-huh.
And I've since figured out that, like, I don't know, some people come for the story, but I was like, whoa, what is this? This is crazy. And for some reason, that was how I developed anxiety.
By watching Saw? Just knowing about Saw?
Knowing about Saw. And for reason, for like a year, if you showed me that little puppet dude with the swirly marks on his face, it wasn't like the people getting, like, their limbs ripped off, things like that. It was that little puppet dude. If you showed me that man, I would fall into, like, a shaking fit. I would just lose it. I was not okay. My parents had to take me to the doctor about this.
Oh, my God.
Because they were like, Laura keeps trembling and doing weird things, and she won't tell us why. Because if I told them it's because I'm scared of the Saw guy, I would just fall into another fit of this.
I just thought that it was like a, that guy's creepy.
Yes, no, it was crazy, and it was very much,
God.
And now I understand that it was very much like I was developing, like, an actual mental illness, but, like, it needed something to latch onto. But what it latched onto was this little weird swirly puppet dude.
That's really funny. And who I'm comes sorry. In
and tells you that you're about to get tortured to death? Like, and nowadays, and that's why those of you who follow me on Twitter saw I tweeted, no one's going to understand this, but I think I'm finally emotionally ready to watch Saw.
That's really funny that that's the context. Oh, that's my God.
And it's so funny. Like, it's kind of freeing to me because now I can finally say, I used to have this really weird physiological, psychological response to just seeing this weird clown puppet dude. And it's so weird. And nowadays, you know, like I said, I have other things to have anxiety about. But back then, I was like 12 or 13. I couldn't deal. I could not deal.
Oh, no.
And Halloween was ruined for me for a good year.
That's really funny. Yeah, I'm really glad that you shared that.
And it's really funny the way I got over this is I was like 14 or 15. And there was a football game on Halloween night, and I used to love going to high school football games, and everybody was dressed up, and it was so cool, and I was really good friends with this girl, Lexi, and I walked up to her, and she's dressed up as this dude.
Oh, no.
And my mind started racing, and I had this, like, epiphany.
Oh, no.
While I was dressed up as a dead pinup girl. In Easley, South Carolina, in the student section, while the band was going, hey, baby, I wanna know. And I realized, why am I afraid of her? She's my friend. And then
that's a spiritual moment.
It was a spiritual moment in the middle of the student section of Easley High School, where I'm, like, suppressing everything that I now feel 100% now. So, you know, that is something I've never spoken publicly about, because I just didn't think about it.
And now it's on blast. And now it's on what? It is strange, spooky, and confusing.
Yeah, I was very confused at the time. I was like, it was very much my, you know, for everyone with anxiety knows that it very much finds things to latch onto. I had just developed it in full as a young girl going through my changes, and it said, I'm going to latch on to not horror in general, not torture or blood or, you know, gore in films, but, like, this puppet dude.
The This puppet dude with a mask.
This puppet dude who wheels himself into a room and goes, "Hello, I want to play a game."
Oh. Are you good?
Yeah, I choked on it.
Well, on that note.
I'm cured.
Sharing your trauma means curing your trauma.
Yeah, it's the funniest trauma ever, though, that's because really it's funny. Not, it's really stupid trauma.
It's okay. Sometimes such stupid trauma.
I remember my doctor was like, did anything happen to you while you were watching this movie? And I'm like, no, I haven't even seen it.
Oh my god.
Wow. So, yeah.
Well.
Heck yeah time.
Heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Well, my heck yeah, it's just that it's Halloween.
Spooky town.
Halloween.
My heck yeah is that.
Is it also that it's Halloween?
It's Halloween, and I'm off work on Halloween so I can be mildly intoxicated all day long.
Mildly? We're 21.
No, I don't want to black out at 4 p.m.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Mildly all day, and then like 1 a.m., we're out. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
After midnight, when it's no longer Halloween, I don't want to remember anything.
Okay, okay, yeah. Then we go into Christmas.
Woo!
And that is a whole other ball game.
Yes, yeah, so we will see you when it's Christmas time.
Yes, and after the results, hopefully.
Please vote.
Please vote if you haven't.
Or I'm going to cry.
Also, make sure to vote in your local elections. It's very, very important.
Especially if you live in South Carolina.
Especially if you're in Lindsey Graham / Jamie Harrison's district.
All right, outro time.
Outro time.
Thank you for listening to
What the heck?
Strange, Spooky, and Confusing Tales. If you like what you heard, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at What the Heck Cast, as in podcast. Listen to our new episodes every Wednesday and tell all your friends about our show. You can find us on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and coming soon to YouTube.
Woohoo!
So tell all your friends, be safe. Happy Halloween.
Be safe. Don't eat strange candy.
Yeah, last year I found an entire Nickelback album in my Reese's. Be safe.
You never know when you could be indoctrinated with Nickelback.
I opened a Hubba Bubba and found an entire AK-47.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.